This is Al Simpson. One of our major network news broadcasters has sunk to the dismal level of tabloid TV. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, recently NBC aired a news story they thought would blow the lid right off General Motors, but what they really did was blow their own lid and expose a deceitful, crude, common media practice, manufacturing the results to jack up the ratings. Now, why would they do this? One reason is because it's no mystery that liberal Democrats like you, Ted, always love to savage American businesses anyway and any chance you get, and these zealous reporters know full well there are plenty of folks out there just like you who are gullible enough to fall for this rotten guff, hook, line, and sinker every time. Ted, the First Amendment protection of the media does not give broadcasters the freedom to flat-out lie. Looks like NBC may have followed your advice, pal. When you don't have the facts, just make them up. Playing always for public support can make networks and politicians do some pretty stupid things.
There you go again, Al. Overboard. For a moment, you had a finger hold on the issue, but your anti-media bias made it slip away. NBC was wrong to fake that crash test on GM pickup trucks. NBC was also wrong to try to cover up the facts, after firemen at the scene raised doubts about the fire. When the truth came out, NBC confessed its blunder and apologized to GM and the country for rigging the crash to produce the fire. A free press is not a perfect press, Al. You've had too many run-ins with the press yourself. You can't misuse that incident, deplorable as it is, to tar and feather the entire media. GM can't misuse the incident either to prove its trucks are safe. The verdict's still out on that. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is doing its own tests, Al, and those results won't be rigged. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.